Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. We will be frequently posting sermons from our Sunday services to offer insights and interpretations of Scripture and to help you connect biblical teachings to your daily life and circumstances. You may also watch our entire worship service online on Facebook or YouTube. This podcast was recorded on Sunday, March 16, 2025. Our guest preacher is Pastor Joan Armstrong.
Today's gospel is taken from the 13th chapter of Luke, an introduction. Neither Herod's plotting nor Jerusalem's resistance to maternal love will deter Jesus from his sacrificial mission. A reading from Luke. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me, 'Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work.' Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you, and I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Word of God, word of life. Please be seated. When I was a kid, which was quite a while ago, about the worst thing that you could call somebody was chicken. "Are you too chicken to climb that tree? Are you chicken to jump into the deep end of the pool?" And when you're a chicken, you have no courage and you're weak. Unlike lions or elephants, chickens get little respect. They seem noisy and flighty and pretty helpless. We certainly don't look to them as a model for protection. But Jesus apparently thought better of chickens and reminds us that a mother hen can be just as fiercely protective of her babies as a mama grizzly is of her cubs. He didn't mind comparing himself to a female chicken. Jesus shows the hen to be a courageous bird, willing to sacrifice herself for the safety of her brood. This is exactly the same kind of courage that Jesus displays. In the story, some Pharisees come to warn Jesus that Herod, the puppet king of Galilee, is out to get him. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, but working hard, healing, and delivering people from bondage along the way. "Get away from here," they tell him. "Save yourself." Jesus dismisses this idea and promises instead to keep on doing the work, healing and casting out demons, that he has been doing since he first started in ministry. He vows to continue to do the things that show that the kingdom of God has arrived. And he does this without fear, knowing that his actions threaten earthly kingdoms like Herod's. Jesus tells them that he will keep doing these things until, "On the third day, I finish my work." This is a reference not only to the end of his work as an exorcist and healer, but also to the resurrection on Easter, when his work of saving the whole world is finally completed. Meanwhile, he has to keep moving along the path to Jerusalem and into the hands of the people he knows will kill him, as they have killed prophets before him. It's part of Jewish tradition to reject the prophets sent to lead them back into righteous relationship with the Lord God. But Jesus knows something that the Pharisees don't know. His case is different because death will not stop his salvation work. It takes courage not to turn away from such a challenging and painful destiny, much less to meet it head on. Jesus accepts a task that not one of us would rather try to avoid. While he is displaying courage in remaining on the journey that will bring certain suffering and death, he's also making himself vulnerable for the sake of others. I don't usually put courage and vulnerability together, but when you think about it, they are usually found working alongside each other. If you are courageous enough to stand up for someone, you are automatically putting yourself where you could get hurt instead. Soldiers do it. Police do it. Firefighters do it all the time. Courage is a part of their job description, and so is being vulnerable. People who work for justice are courageous, but like Martin Luther King Jr., sometimes they pay with their lives. Over the last 5 years, or maybe even 10, just think of all the journalists who have been shot, beheaded, dismembered, and jailed while trying to get to the truth of tyranny and war in the Middle East and exposing it to the light of public scrutiny. They are people of courage. Jesus sees himself as a mother hen, longing to gather up his brood of chicks in his beloved Jerusalem, the very chicks who will abandon him, as well as those who will put him to death. Jesus shows us that vulnerability is essential to courage. The mother hen protecting her babies from a marauding fox is willing to sacrifice her own life so that her chicks will live. Jesus is the loving mother hen who will stand up to the false powers of the cunning foxes like Pilate and Herod, who exploit and oppress. This hen and chick image is a powerful illustration of Jesus' love and concern for God's people, even the ones who clearly don't deserve it. He is displaying the vulnerability that comes with love. When you love someone deeply, like your child, your spouse, your friend, you will do things for that person that you would never do for yourself. You will stick your neck out as far as it takes to keep your personal chicks safe. Jesus doesn't remain on his path to the cross in Jerusalem to prove that he's a courageous hero. Instead, he embraces the cross waiting for him out of his love for the likes of us. His love is like a mother's fierce love that will stop at nothing to protect her children. God's great love for us led Jesus to the torture of the cross. He laid down his life in suffering so that he could conquer sin and death for us once and for all. He died that we might live. Love is often symbolized with a red heart. The word courage comes from the Latin word cor, which means heart. Jesus' courage surely springs from his heart with its deep longing to protect and save all of God's children, even those who reject his love. If Jesus displays courage, that means we must also seek to follow his lead. As Christians, we are invited to a kind of wholehearted living that comes from the belief that in baptism, we become children of God, beloved and valued. Being the beloved of God also carries responsibilities. We are gifted and then sent. Our responsibilities are not all that different from Jesus's. We are sent to go out and heal and deliver folks from the bondage of their ills and their sins. This is still costly work. For years, our communities have been in the grip of the deadly scourge of illegal drugs. We know it's right here in Warren County, and we can see the toll it takes on our families as well as public servants and first responders. Do we have the Christian courage to reach out to those caught up in that bondage? Do we have the love for them that Jesus has? Jesus grieves over Jerusalem with compassion and love, not judgment. Can we try to see them as suffering, hurting people who need our compassion without being judged? Addicts and others on the margins of society are very vulnerable people. They are exploited all the time because they are desperate and lack power. Christian courage requires us to reach out to folks like them to meet their need to be healed and not to berate them for the poor choices that may have brought them to their place of need that they find themselves in. And yes, getting involved with vulnerable, unpredictable people requires that you expose yourself to some risk. Jesus came to save precisely the ones that we would rather not have to deal with. The ones that are living in the shadows, families in poverty, homeless folks, immigrants. These are the ones we need the courage to love back into full community and invite them to join us under Jesus's wings. Sadly, like those in Jerusalem, there are plenty that aren't willing to be gathered. They don't recognize the need for a Savior, and they think they can handle life on their own terms. We clearly can't force anyone to join in Christian community, but it shouldn't stop us from desiring, as Jesus did, that they would come. They can break our hearts because we love and care for them. Jesus understands that kind of heartbreak because he experienced it. We come to know Jesus best through the manger and the cross, the beginning and the end of his life on earth. The manger speaks to how vulnerable this little baby Jesus was, and the cross was where God's love for us led Jesus to the ultimate vulnerability of death. During our Lenten journey to Good Friday, this is the Jesus who accompanies us and walks by our side along every path, no matter what we encounter. This is the Jesus who gathers us under his wings to be the body of Christ in the world, sheltering us as tenderly as the mother hen shelters her chicks. This is the Jesus we love and praise and worship today and evermore. Amen.
Thank you for tuning into the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.